Thank you very much. We're going to take a break to have a beer, and we've got to allow for the beauty contest. When we come back, it will be mega.
Contestants, can they march forward, please? Come on, I can see Charles. The band aren't exempt. This is Peter wearing a 1930s number.
Would everybody in drag please come to the front stage, otherwise they'll miss their chance of a sensational prize this evening. We are giving away some mega prizes tonight. Everybody in drag, please come to front stage immediately. Mr. Hart, yeah. Now the audience. Opportunity knock style, it's all about your applause. We have highly sophisticated electronic circuitry which we're measuring. So, Andy, please come to the stage, please. Stop pissing about, will you? Yeah, Andy. Come on, Andy. Andy, where are you? Okay. All contestants onto the stage, please. All contestants onto the stage. Don't forget, it's you, the audience, making the judgment tonight. Yeah, big hand for the contestants, please. A big hand. There they are. Careful, please. Any more contestants, last call, come forward, please, otherwise you will miss your chance of a most sensational prize. Forward. First prize, apparently, is 15 minutes in the back of a van with Peter and Paul Bonus. Second prize is half an hour in the back of a van with Peter, etc., etc. You've heard them all before, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Champagne will be handed out to the winner, and don't forget, you, the punters, are making the choices tonight. Highly sophisticated electronic circuitry is measuring your every clap, even as we speak.
Interview.
Number one, we have a woman who has appeared all over the world in many, many beauty contests, has never actually won anything of any consequence. Thank you. And I think that's all from him. Thank you. A big hand for this beautiful woman. Okay, okay. And now we move on to our second contestant. And tell me, Miss Bonus, what will you do if you win the first prize? Obviously the world will be your oyster. What will be the first thing you do if you win this evening?
Well, I'd like to go to college and study makeup. Possibly.
That's wonderful. That's truly wonderful.
I'd like to travel and help people and say thank you to my mother, particularly my mother.
Beautiful. Thank you. And to number three, contestant number... A big hand, I'm sorry, for number two. That's right, for number two. Oh, excuse me. Oh, it's going to be a points decision. I can see. Korean judges, please come to the front. Thank you very much. Number three, what's your name, darling?
Pauline.
And what will be the first thing you do if you win this prestigious title this evening, Pauline?
I want to learn to drive.
Me too. And what would you like to drive particularly?
You mad.
Well, I think you've succeeded in driving a lot of the men. Well, let's hear it, please, for contestant number three. Oh, and it's going to be cross. Oh, and here, what can I say? What's your name, darling? What is your name?
Fiona.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And can I ask you, what were you doing last night?
Well, last night I was scuba diving, aquaplaning.
Thank you, that's enough of that. Thank you. Let's hear it from the audience for contestant number four. Yeah. Do we have anybody else? Please. Oh, this is... now we're talking. The real McCoy. Yeah. Oh, not so... Not too close, Doug. Remember what I told you to say. Don't say anything about last night, okay? Now, what will be the first thing you do if you win this contest this evening?
Excuse me.
I might consider running away with you.
Let's hope so.
I might consider running away with you.
I think there's a major chance of that. Let's hear it, please, for this beautiful creature this evening. Thank you. Do we have anybody? Yeah. Oh, perhaps slightly more earthy. Do we have that? Ah, yes. Oh, own that try. Modeling a new design by... Who designed your clothes exactly? Your mother designed your clothes. I think that's great. Now, could I begin by asking your name? No, fair enough. And I think that's enough of that. Let's hear it for this contestant, please. Do we have any more? Any more? Yes! Beautiful! Where did you get that frock? Everyone's asking. I've heard it buzzing through the auditorium this evening. Where did you get that frock?
Greenpeace.
Greenpeace. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And the first thing you do if you win this evening?
Get a free pint.
Good man, good man. Let's hear it, please. Do we have any more contestants? Oh, fresh from the Miss World competition. Name, please.
I'm running for the Conservative Party.
That is quite enough of that. Sorry, Dan, disqualified. Sorry. Good. Do we have it? Do we have anybody else? No South Americans in the house? Anybody else? Ah! Good, good, good. Okay. Name, please?
Michael.
And what would be the first thing you'd do if you won this competition this evening? He said nervously.
Get to know Fiona.
Good man, good man. As indeed have we all. Let's hear it, please, for Mr. South America. And now we come to the moment you've all been waiting for, the decision. The decision of the panel. Could I have the chairperson of the panel, please? Oh! 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 Almost disqualified! Oh! Now we're talking! Oh. Leaving their break for the line dangerously close to the end, but they're here and the duo you've all been waiting for. Can I have your name, please?
Eleanor.
And could you tell me, Eleanor, if you win this competition this evening, as indeed you have a good chance of doing, what would be the first thing you would do?
I'd go out for a nice curry and go out with my boyfriend and have a coffee.
Good man. Okay, let's hear it for the beautiful lady, Eleanor. And now over to our last contestant of the evening, the sensationally tall...
Andrea.
Andrea, could I ask you where you bought your outfit?
I bought my outfit from the West End in London.
Of course you did.
And it's Matty Ronnie's.
Yeah. And the first thing you'd do if you won this competition this evening?
First thing I'd do? Oh, I don't know.
Fair enough, that seems reasonable. Let's hear it for the big fella!
Well, I'll tell you what he's going to be if he wins this competition. He's going to be a bitch!
Quiet, please. We come to the moment of truth, the moment you've all been waiting for. I'm going to call on Mrs. Bonus, the chairperson of the panel, to step this way and tell us the results in reverse order. Tension is rampant. In third place, we have... Excuse me. The judges are saying they need more time. Such is the standard of the competition here this evening. Please bear with us, electronic circuitry.
Right, let's hear it for number one.
Okay, they want one last measurement of your response. I'm going to hold the hand up of each contestant. I want to hear it. Okay, for this contestant. Who votes for this contestant? Oh. Don't forget the Korean judges have the final word on this. Who votes for this contestant? Oh my God, it's so close.
and this beautiful Dolly Parton lookalike. Let's hear it! And now, sister, or is it brother, of Marilyn! Yeah! Yeah! Moving along the line with a frightening speed. Who votes for this contestant? Oh, easy. John. We're moving now into the last stage of this competition. Yes! Oh. Please come forward. Don't be frightened. They're rather uncouth. Yeah! Completely unbiased. Completely unbiased. Thank you. Thank you. Do we have any more contestants? Please, have the panel made their mind up. Here we're just a few more contestants who need to be measured. Quiet in the one and sixes, please. Thank you. Last but certainly not least, let's hear it, please. Okay, we're coming to the moment you've all been waiting for. Just one more contestant! Sorry. I'm sorry. Don't ring us. Let's hear it from Mr. South America. Okay, Mrs. Bonus, I know it's been difficult. Would you like to come forward to the microphone, please? And can we have a bit of hush, please? Can we have... In third place, and the competition has been so close this evening, the standard has been so high. Can I have you? Number two has come in third. Who was number two? Oh! Beautiful women. And in second place this evening, we have... Number four has come in second. Oh! The Dolly Parton lookalike. And now in first place. Tull! Fiona! Okay, get back. Easy. Security, please. Good. Thank you. Autographs will be signed later on. Thank you for your support. Truer than you think, my friend. Truer than you think. Okay, girls, vacate the stage immediately.